Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690. We will be getting to open line right after the news in the 9 o'clock hour, but it is time for our chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. How are you doing, Denise?
Great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. We are finishing up June. Can you believe it?
Right. And it's going to get hot again today.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Oh. Yep. We're going to be in a 102, 103 sort of frame is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
So another warm one.
Right.
But hey, you know, it could be a lot worse, and it will be later yeah, later
that's
in the
right.
year.
Yep, August so, comes around.
It
so.
Does. It does. So, what do we have going on in the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening?
Well, so I was going to mention, you know, Peggy had talked about the rock snake mm-hmm. that they were building over at
Viper in the Ville.
Viper in the Ville, that's the name of it. So if you have any rocks to drop off, paint them up, you know, take them to 1205 West 9th. She said she's had a group of seniors that's painting the rocks
oh,
up
okay.
and bringing, she thought it was about 20 feet long, so go check that out.
Not
and
bad at all.
Since it is so hot, you don't want to get outside or something, you know, get your kids and paint some rocks up and deliver them over there, so see how long we can get that. So
great.
And then Cedar Bluff Camp Bingo is July 13th. I wanted to call that out so you can mark your calendars on that one. And then another save the date, July 14th. We're planning on having an informational meeting with the city, business owners, building owners downtown, a chance to look over the downtown grants that the city has the applications out there for, answer questions and everything. So tentatively, we have it July 14th. We're looking around a 4 o'clock meeting. So we'll have more information on that probably next week and let you know what's going on. And we've got representatives from the city going to be there. And just to answer questions, look over the applications. And anybody that's looking at, you know, bringing a business downtown, you know, let us know. And we'll make sure that you get the invite.
Great. So, and do you know where it's going to be yet?
Reawakening.
Reawakening. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yep.
Makes sense.
And other than that, I wanted to mention, you know, we will be auctioning off the VIP booth here
yes.
about 9 o'clock on
yeah.
the radio. We've already gotten some bids in from email and text, and then today they get a chance to call in, but only for that hour.
Yeah, so how, just for the listener's sake, what we're going to do from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock during open line, we can still take open line calls. What we're going to do is they'll answer on the air, and I'll ask you if you're calling for open line or if you're looking to bid. And then if you're looking to bid, all I'll do is put you on hold, and Denise will be in the other room. She'll answer your call off the air, so you're not going to, you don't have to that pressure, and she will
right.
she will take your bid off the air and get you all written down that way. So we'll give you. You have a question that I get to ask you here this morning just for between 9 and 10. So
right.
we'll still be happy to take open line calls just like normal, but we will be adding this on in addition. So
that's right. So the VIP booth is for the summer celebration. It's a great spot to watch the fireworks. You know, it's out there on Facebook. You can look at it, and then we can talk more about it at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And talking about summer celebration.
We have the one and only.
We do. Gail Smith.
He's back.
The master of.
We're going to have to put you on payroll here. You're in here all the time. That's good.
Give me a time corner.
That's right. That's right. So, man, this is really exciting. I would have been kind of talking it up to the neighbors and everything because, you know, people are going out of town for the 4th. It makes sense for family gatherings and that sort of thing. But I think it's just so smart to be able to have this the weekend, you know, after the 4th, you know, instead of the 4th doing it on the 8th. I think it's just real great. And it gives people a chance to have their maybe family time, celebrations, time off work. And then we can enjoy a whole weekend of fun and a whole Saturday of fun.
Right. Yeah. Well, and just like this year, excuse me, South Caulfield's going to have theirs on the 1st, I understand. And, you know, it always made sense to have it after the 4th. That way people are, you know, maybe at the lake or something like that and come back in and they can enjoy the Coffeeville Summer Celebration the weekend after the 4th.
Yeah, I know Sedan's doing it on the 3rd. Lenapa is doing it on the 1st. So, you know, we have all the different ones. I know there's Oswego has their, they kind of have their thing on the 3rd. So,
but it's nice to have it on a Saturday night so you know you don't have to get up
exactly.
and go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
most
that's
people.
Always
a, most people. Yeah.
Yeah, a good way to put, well, that's true. So,
yeah, if you didn't have it any day, you know, that's the day to
right.
do it.
This year, I just have this feeling this year this is going to be the biggest one we've ever had. It You know, we've got vendors just calling from everywhere. It's just going to be, you know, the guys out there, it's going to get them, try to get them parked. I think we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 vendors, you know, food, merchandise, and information vendors. And it's just been crazy overwhelming this year. And all the events we got going on, you know, it's just going to be a really, really fun day. So
that's great.
It starts out with the fun run, right? First thing in the morning?
Yeah, fun run starts about, with the registration, fun run starts about 7, and then I'll just go down the list here. Okay. Car show registration starts about 7:30. Kiddie car registration opens about 8 o'clock. So, you know, kids will get your cars dressed up and get the batteries charged up and come out, and we'll just see how many we can have. They get awards. We give them medallions and little cash prizes, you know, just for being there. I might mention first, everything that we do out there is at no charge. Every, you know, fun run registration, the kiddie car, the car show, you know, just the, you know, to come in and be in the park is free. There's no admission charge. 9:30, the judging will begin for the car, trucks, and motorcycles. 10 o'clock, the Rotary Club is sponsoring the water slides. They'll be open for the day. 11:30, these times are approximate. Caulfield Municipal Band will be at the show arena. About noon, the stage art dance team will be at in front of the grandstands, and D'Angelo Bradley's Michael Jackson tribute about 12:45. 12 o'clock, the Cornhole Tournament registration begins. 12 also, the Poker Run registration will be open, and at the entrance to the grandstands. 1 o'clock, we'll have that kiddie car cruise. It starts at the Ron Stevenson building. We escort them out and we line them up, and it's just always been a really cool deal. It's, you know, the kids just love coming out there in front of all the crowd and putting on their parade and their demo derby, I call it. About 2 o'clock, cornhole tournament will start over at the Horseshoe Pits. About 2:30, the Car Show Awards be in front of the grandstands, and the Poker Run will follow the awards. And then about 5:30, Backroads Retro Rockers live music show. They always put on a super show out there. That's the reason I am back every year. They, you know, they mix it up with country rock and classic rock. And then about 9:45, 10 o'clock, if you haven't seen a fireworks show, you need to come and see this one this year. They've already started bringing in equipment, and they'll be back, I believe, Monday and Tuesday, bringing more equipment. It's just unbelievable how much equipment they've got this year. You know, all the racks and the mortars and all that. And then we got to talking the other day, and I added on a little bit to this show. It's going to be a super, super show.
You have to add on, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have food, merchandise, information vendors. They'll be there all day. If you want to be a vendor, give me a call. I'll give you my number here in a moment, but we've got a lot of vendors. It'll be like a big shopping mall out there this year. And then all day long, Drew Banzit and Andy Vail, DeVille Sound Productions. Drew's been with us from the beginning, and we will give credit to all the businesses and individuals that helped us put this on. You know, I couldn't do it without my guys at Dollar Tire, and I couldn't do it without all the business, and, you know, in Coffeeville that support us out there. So.
Oh yeah, it definitely takes a lot, and I know it's a very generous thing that you do here, and I think we'll be broadcasting live, I believe, from 6 until 8 over on US 98 as well, so we'll have that going. And then you want to tell us a little bit about this, do you want to talk about the VIP booth a little bit for kind of what that is, where it is, and because we're going to be doing all that next hour, of course.
Okay, so it's up in, you know, where Shoot Haven is at the Rodeo Grounds, and right to the west of that is a... It's a pavilion type, and it's metal. So I'm told, I've never watched fireworks from up there, but I'm told that if you're sitting up there, the whole thing just shakes. So you get to see it and feel it too. So the giveaway is for 25 of your family, friends, coworkers, you know, employees or whatever. Get to use the booth for the night, and we have 10 parking spaces where they can park right close to that, so they can just climb up in there and enjoy the show. Now, people aren't allowed in the stadium during the fireworks show, so this is a unique spot.
Sure, so, you're right there, close
right,
to it.
Right there. So, and we're auctioning it off. The proceeds will go to, you know, like Christmas on the Plaza, Coffeyville's Reawakening Christmas Initiative. So, and you get a chance to, you know, outbid the next person and win that for the day.
That's right. So you said we have some bids in already. Do you know where we're at as far as our bids are?
We are at $250.
Okay, so that's where we're going to start.
That's where we start, yeah.
Okay.
So
excellent. Very
and
good.
I will caution you, don't wait till 10 o'clock to bid. You know, don't hold off because we are taking bids on text and email. So after 10 o'clock ends, I'll go back and look at my emails and text and see what, you know, put a timestamp on
made it.
Yeah. Right, and then we'll know. You know, but I will be letting you know what the bids are as we go along.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, we're going to get some live updates here.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
So
that'll be a bird's eye view of the fireworks show. It's you know, we go up in there. I don't. I have to stay down by the stage, but my wife and some of our family and friends go up in the Shoot Haven, and it. Those fireworks just rock that into the rodeo arena. It's just, it's a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
And from that spot, you can also look over the back and watch the band and look out over the fairgrounds and see everybody, all the vendors and everything. So.
Yeah, and I will tell you, yeah, being up high for a fireworks display does make a big difference. So you can see, and you know, this one is one hard to beat. You may have me beat here with this display because I'm sure it's going to be a lot better than a Little Rock, Arkansas display I saw last year. I almost guarantee it. But I did get to watch it from the actual conning tower of a submarine. It was in I worked at the USS Razorback, and so three of us were up in the very top of the submarine watching. I was like, doesn't get more American than this.
That's right.
But this is going to be great. So that's why I say, you know, to get up high, to be able to see it, it's a really, really cool opportunity. Make some summer memories this way.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, it'll probably be about, you know, 30, 40 minute just nonstop show because those guys really, they really choreograph a lot of it, and it's going to be a great show.
So, Gail, who are those? You keep saying those guys. What's
okay?
The,
well, Kirk and Seeger Stevens. They live in, well, they've got two places. They live in Raytown, Missouri, and they live in Pontiac, Missouri. They've got a farm there, and they've done this for me since, I don't know, 15 years, I guess. You know, this is our seventh year out there, and every year it just seems to get bigger. But they call themselves the Foggy Bottom Productions. The reason that is because where they lived before, they put on a big show. It was kind of down in a, Kirk called it a holler, and by the time they got done, you couldn't see anything for all the smoke. Yeah. So they called us. That's kind of the explanation how they got the Foggy Bottom name.
And you said that they went quite a ways to get some of the fireworks for the show, right?
Yeah, we get a lot of them. You know, just Kirk gets a lot of them from, you know, some of the old local, you know, around Kansas. And then, our bigger shells, we have to go clear to Indiana to get them. So.
Wow. Who'd have thought? That's quite a trek there. Yeah. That's great.
The pandemic, kind of cut down a little bit last couple of years. And, you know, it's a really good thing. You know, I get together with him and clear back in January. and we get our, you know, we get them paid for, we get them ordered, and that way he can go in and, you know, in their bunkers and pick out pretty much what he wants. So.
Hey, that is awesome. Well, it's going to be a curated, hand-selected show there. It's going to be real great. So. Yep. Biggest show in Southeast Kansas, you got to be there here on the 8th. So,
yeah, it's going to be a full day of, you know, entertainment, vendors, music, you know, nice car, the car shows. It's you know, the kids. It's just a good, fun family event.
Absolutely, yeah. We always need that. So Gail, if people are interested in, you know, maybe still being a vendor, or if they would like to help out, volunteer, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, get a hold of me or my wife. You get a hold of me at 620-252-8688. You get a hold of Kathy, my wife, 620-252-5155. Or Andy Duncan. I don't have his number in front of me again, but Andy Duncan is... owns the Blake's Automotive down on East 11th. You get a hold of him. Just, you know, give us a call if you want to be a vendor. We're a little short. I might mention this. We're a little bit short of, like, golf carts or something like that for, you know, a lot of the people that are kind of patrolling the park and trying to get the vendors and spectators and car show people parked. If you would happen to have a golf cart that you could bring out or we could rent or, you know, whatever for Friday and Saturday, give me a call.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No, that, put the word out there and get some help on that. So.
Great.
Anything else you want to go ahead and head on?
Not for me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
How's the weather going to be?
Well,
what's the long-term forecast?
The long-term forecast is looking at, well, last time I checked it, it wasn't looking too bad. Maybe a little bit of slight chance of rain, but I'll have to dig a little bit deeper to get that far out. But I think there was just a little bit of chance of rain, but it was going to be in the 90s. So, you know, it was pretty marginal last time I looked.
I think my wife looked last night and she said, hey, look here. I think it's going to be like 88, 89 degrees.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Perfect weather, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe we'll see a little frost.
Hey, right, right. Well, Gail, I know that you're going to be super busy between now and then. So, again, from everyone speaking on behalf of the community, we thank you for all of this. It is a really big deal, and it really is really appreciated.
It's just, you know, I was born and raised in this, you know, Deering and Coffeyville, and you know, this just my way. You know, our stores, the tire store has just been doing well over the years, and I thought, well, this is a good way to give back to the community.
Well, we thank you, sir.
Yeah. Great.
Alrighty. Well, we are going to have that auction and everything coming up here next hour, and of course, open line. So it's going to be a fun time. So make sure you keep it here. A busy morning to come. 83 degrees right now in Coffeyville.